From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Red. My car has disappeared. The weather is wonderful. The snow is all over the mountains. I sound like one of them lovey Oscar people. Shut up. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains with Postcard from Pop Red with my buddies across the water. First of all, we'll start with Lee Banks.
Hello, everybody. If we can just explain why his car has disappeared. Mm. It's nothing to do with the heavy snowfall, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Unlike me, who drives a 27-foot-long Bentley, he drives
It's not a Bentley.
It's a Bentley. Don't listen to him, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a Bentley.
He's jealous. He's jealous because he's got a little mini car, one of those things that come in a plastic thing.
Right. And?
Top of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm obliterating it.
Yes.
He drives a little car because he's a little man.
No, I drive a rally car because I drive properly and fast.
Your rally car? It's called Megan.
Yes. She's called Megan. Because all cars have to have girls' names because they're so unpredictable to stop at the most important point when you want them to work. No comment was a stern reply. And the giggling from downstairs is a long set of stairs down to downstairs. In Queensland, South Australia, it's Rachel.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not in South Australia, silly Billy. Well, Queensland's up the top.
Is it? I thought it was down the bottom.
No, love, we're up the top.
Oh, yeah.
Where all the pineapples are.
Pineapples?
Pineapples?
Yes, we're famous for our pineapple. We've got a big pineapple here. You need to come and see. It's like 60 feet tall.
Really?
In the studio? A 60-foot pineapple?
God, you make
lots of worse I'm than not
Eric.
Lying.
I thought he was the only one in exaggeration.
you'd make lots of fruit cocktail with that, wouldn't you?
It really would. It's actually hollow on the inside. It's an amusement. It's an attraction.
So it's not
sell,
what you're
they
telling
sell
me.
Horrible stuff, toys in it, and things like that.
So you're telling me it's a lie.
It's because you bet it.
It's a lie.
Fabricated fabrication.
Oh.
Like your story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rachel, may I ask you a question?
Please, I love questions.
Oh. How are things down under, dear?
I knew that was going to be. I knew it. You are so predictable, Banksy.
Sorry.
And all I can say is that there's lots of fire down under.
Yes. I'm going to start singing a George Formby song.
When you're peeking through windows.
When I'm cleaning windows. Because that's about as blue as you two are.
That wasn't blue. Oh, Rachel, that's terrible. I was asking about the country you live in, wasn't I?
He's
disgusting. That's because he's old and little.
Innuendo, darlings. Innuendo. Anyway, got to say hi to the guys at Talk Radio X, to the guys on Spreaker, Audio Boo, RTI, Replay Radio, and just about anybody else that knows me, I think.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
And thank you very, very much indeed to the lovely audience of about 1 million people on Spreaker who've nominated us number one entertainment channel.
I know. Isn't
cool.
That brilliant.
Isn't that lovely? Thank you so much, guys. Brilliant.
Thank you so much. Do you think they've listened?
Well, that's probably how we got voted number one, dear boy.
I thought there'd more chance of us that if they hadn't listened.
It figures. And because you're all nice new listeners, programmes based in Poprad in the east of Slovakia, at base of the Tatry Mountains, I look up at lovely snow, Lee whinges about weather, and...
I don't whinge about the weather. This, again, is just a complete and utter fallacious statement, ladies and gentlemen. You know I love rain. I'm a Mancunian. I love rain, and I live in rain. I don't live in forest fires and snowdrifts. I live in rain.
Right. And Mark Gander would normally be with us, but he's unfortunately his son's been taken ill. So we hope he gets better very, very soon. And Rachel joins us from fabricated Queensland with pretend pineapples and
and fire.
And troubles down under.
Do you have pretend
yes.
Rachel, do you have pretend melons as well?
No. The melons are all real.
Are they? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. The show tentatively addresses the news. Yeah, but in a
slightly any news this week.
There isn't much actually. There's bugger all. No, there is a few bits. From an alternative way, the way you would always sort of chat with your mates down the pub. And we do this warts and all, as I'm about to tell Lee off because he keeps moving his computer around and his microphone plugs go all the time.
Right, I'm just not speaking.
But we'll still hear you because every time you move your plug, it'll go.
It's only because you give me a knackered microphone.
Oh, you fibs pot.
Fibs pot. I've never actually, I can swear, I have been called most things in my life, but I have never, ever been called a fibs pot before. And I'm not even insulted.
Eureka, I can insult him and get away with it. Anyway, allegedly, some guy called Elvis had a birthday this week. And I noticed.
No, he didn't, he's dead.
Well, that's true. Quite a few people mentioned this on Facebook, which drew it to my attention. Otherwise, to be honest, I wouldn't have known. And I just wondered if I'm probably the only person on the planet that doesn't understand the hysteria that surrounds him.
No, you're not. I don't understand it either. I don't see what all the fuss is about, really.
I don't.
Would you like me to join in, even though I'm not talking?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Elvis Presley, right, was... and still is called the King of Rock and Roll. For one reason. And that is because he was and he is. Elvis Presley was probably up there with Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, and himself as one of the three greatest stylists and innovators in music today. Not only was he gorgeous to look at and dream about, not in my case because I'm a manly man, but in general sort of terms, he was also incredibly
Rach, you got the bucket,
powerful
I'm throwing up.
And an amazing performer. Perhaps only one rock and roller could claim to have taken his crown, but unfortunately he liked guns and drink too much, and that's Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
I thought you were going to say Kurt Cobain. He was pretty influential.
Well, Kurt Cobain was just an... Where was he from? Was he from...
Okay,
Canada?
If we take the 50s as an example, we'll go Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis was probably the best. Little Richard... I suppose his main claim to fame is that he gave Bob Dylan his clue to how to style his hair. That's probably as far as he went. Jerry Lee Lewis is probably still... I've seen him recently, and he's looking a bit knackered now. But he was one of the world's greatest rock and rollers. And Elvis filled those shoes in immense ways. Amazing.
I have a problem here. And we'll get,
you've got a problem here. It's all right. You got two.
We'll get on to your comments in a minute, dear listener. But first of all, I have a problem because I can't. I'm not being funny, and I'm
not. You're not. You're being completely unfunny.
I am being unfunny because I'm being deadly serious broadcaster. I don't know of anything really that was an upbeat at the pace of rock and roll track from Elvis Presley.
How's about Jailhouse Rock? How's about all the songs that he did like that? And he was a wonderful ballad singer. He had an incredible...
You've hit it. I think he was a crooner, like Frank Sinatra, yes.
No, he was far beyond being a crooner. He was a better singer than Frank Sinatra could ever hope to be.
Back in your box.
Yes. Lock the key and put him into water.
Elvis Presley was a far superior singer. You never heard Frank Sinatra singing Rock Around the Thing. You never heard Frank Sinatra.
He had some taste.
He's much. What?
He had some taste. He wasn't going to sing that rubbish.
It was rubbish.
What's rubbish about rock and roll?
It's from the 50s.
Lady, girl, 50s. Boy.
Hang on a minute. We'll settle this argument, I think. Let's just have a little delve in to the mailbag of that which...
Stop doing innuendos, can you?
Mike Kerslake, who does know about music, he's a blessed good radio presenter. Bit like the Beatles for me. They were good, but definitely overrated. Don't deserve all the hysteria. A lot of Elvis material is Elvis's material is pretty mediocre. Much better stuff around at the same time. I agree.
Elvis put a lot of mediocre stuff out. Most artists do. Elvis flooded the market with material. And as far as, and I know I've said this before, and I make no bones about saying it again, he was far superior to the Beatles. The Beatles were simply a psychedelic ABBA. They were pointless and tasteless and just there.
I'm having a moment, dear listener. I'm having a moment. Arthur Sutherland says, agree about Elvis, but not about the Beatles. Their music was largely their own and original and innovative. Elvis material was filched from other influences and sources. I got into his early rock and roll stuff eventually, but there were better artists around. His selling point was the big production and hyped promotions, which
That's
the Beatles didn't do.
Rubbish. What a load of rubbish. Elvis was in the grand tradition of folk music, blues music, and religious music. He borrowed, as all artists do, from the sources that were available to him.
Right. Harry Williams says, I don't mind some early stuff from the 50s of Elvis, but otherwise don't think much of him. Some of his live performances showed his vocals were actually not that good. I have every album from the Beatles.
That's his problem. He's got albums. Live music but... is totally different from album music.
Well, he's actually said...
He's also got Beatles albums.
Well, he said live performances from Elvis showed his vocals were actually not that good. But mostly Elvis, they had some poor stuff as well. But give me the Beatles and Stones every time over Elvis.
Can I just make a comment on Harry R. Williams Rogers? Yeah? Right. Right. First of all, Harry R. Williams Rogers, why do you have the name of three singers? Why Harry S. Connick Jr., Hank Williams?
Probably because his mum gave him the explicit
Roy
name.
Rogers.
Dear, oh dear. Pete Forsyth says, I'm with you, Eric. Good man. Sharon says, actually, Rachel ought to read this one out. You can be the voice.
Sharon says.
Yes. Off you go.
I'll be Sharon.
Yes.
Sharon says, the amazing thing about Elvis was how he changed music.
Spot
if you listen to a 1950s album, it's all Perry Como and Buddy Holly. He was important because he changed things and literally shaped today's music. Others who deserve such praise are the Beatles and Nirvana. Nirvana, hear that, Lee G. Bank?
Yes.
Yeah, Nirvana. They were near nothing.
That's why he was important, and to be fair, he was cool. Who else could get away with singing I'm Just a Hunk of Burning Love?
Well, that's
so
true.
I, Elvis.
Absolutely. John Napper says, I've never been...
To read one.
Go on, then, you can be John Napper.
I might not want to be John Napper.
You might not want to be.
I'm just checking, ladies and gentlemen, to see if I want to be him.
No, I think you don't want to be him. You're miles away. You're miles away from your microphone again.
I'm not broke it. Hang on, is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't a truck driver either, John Napper.
No, the statement from the... Be an impartial broadcaster and read the comment from the listener.
Are you asking me to read John Napper's comment?
Yes.
That's what I'd already suggested I did, but you talked over me and said I couldn't do it.
Go on, then, read it.
All right. John Napper. Right, this is me being John Napper. Where's he from? Do you know? Can I have a bit of background to his, a bit of... backstory.
Well, it looks like he's English, which is going to be a problem because you don't speak English.
Ah, that's fine. I can cope with this. You ready? Rachel, as a former actress, will you listen and focus on this performance?
Yes, I will.
I've never been a fan, although I admit that he was a good singer with a distinctive voice and looked good. He was the first manufactured pop star, a truck driver who was in the right place at the right time, when it was apparent there was a market for an attractive white boy. Oh, hi, John, I'm not sure I should be doing it.
He's off again.
Yeah, singing black music at a time when white Americans weren't supposed to listen to black music. Sorry, I became me then. Sorry, John. He never wrote anything and couldn't play guitar. He could play guitar, you big... He turned up the studio when he was told to. Yeah, so what else do you do? you. I hate John. Singing over Elvis sounded like on a dare in his headphones. What a load of rubbish. What a load of rubbish.
Do you want me to finish it?
It was his voice without need of electronic enhancements on Night to Day's. Wait, this man knows nothing on Night to Day's manufactured stars. And he had enough talent to still be having hits when he died. See, I agree with John Knopper. He's spot on.
Oh, mate.
Our Henry,
I've never played an Elvis song on any of my shows because I never liked him. I hope that's not a crime. Not in my book.
No, it's not.
Steve Conway says, Eric, you know, the more you talk about stuff, the more I like you. I love you too, Steve.
That's another bloke who's just
down I here. Love you too. Another one for Rachel.
Oh, Carolyn Briggs says, Elvis, yuck. That's really all she said.
And Sally adds...
She's a woman of few words.
Yeah, she does. She is. She's written it. Anyway, Sally says on the management of Elvis, well, I don't agree his management were much cop at all. How come all those hangers-on didn't manage to stop him killing himself? That's true.
To be honest, he didn't actually kill himself. He died a long, slow suicide death if he did. He just ate too many beef burgers, Sally. Just like some of us do, too.
Mm.
We'll stop you killing yourself. Put that burger down.
Yes, stop it,
yeah,
Lee.
Exactly. What are you going to do? You can't stop a man eating. If a man wants to eat, he'll eat.
Well, that's true.
And to be fair, nobody was with him in the toilet.
No, that's it. What are you going to do? You can't. The man's in the toilet reading a book with his glasses on. His girlfriend's in bed. Mm. All of a sudden, he's got an impacted bowel. Because I did the story of his death. Mm. He had an impacted bowel. He was doing a bit too much of that thing that you have to do when you're in those sort of circumstances. His face went red and he dropped dead.
That is a bit of a shame. Moving on to yet another, could say legend, who's fluffed it completely. David Bowie's issued one of what is seen by many as the worst tracks in history. And the video, reading a lot of now the interesting thing is the lovies tend to like the new Bowie track. I would consider it a load of old tosh. I think he should have stayed out of the industry altogether. And as for the video, we make videos in this particular building, as Lee knows, because he's starred in several.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to point out that these are not TCX videos.
Exactly. And all I've got to say about the video of the Bowie track is which clown did the storyboard for that?
Well, Blonde Freddy was the clown.
Yes, I think you're right.
May I comment here?
Oh, God. Please. Oh, God.
See, David Bowie, as a performer,
yes,
in the 60s, in his androgynous age of doubt and despair...
Lee, how is this how long is this monologue going to be?
How long have we got left of the show?
Well, it's just because Petra's looking at me and I just wondered if I ought to talk to her.
Yeah, talk to Petra. How are you, Petra? We love you, Petra.
She won't talk.
So David Bowie had this despairing career and became a film star. And it ultimately, as we know, he had his teeth fixed to make himself prettier. And now he looks like he's on the dole and performs like it.
Yes, I thought the new song sounded like he'd had too much cough syrup.
Cough syrup?
Mm.
Why? Do you mean his voice was treacly?
No, it was sort of, you know, when you have a bit too much cough syrup and you're kind of not of this world.
Oh, you mean drowsy?
Oh, drowsy.
Yes.
Because he's elderly and he's got a bad heart.
I'm missing something.
You're very
here.
Insensitive, Rachel.
I'm very insensitive and to the point. This is one of my very bad traits.
Eric and I understand that you have problems down under at the moment. We're well aware of it and we're very sympathetic. And also you have problems with your melons, like Eric's just pointed out. But for you to say something as insensitive as that about a god of rock and roll, that's terrible, Rachel.
Oh, well, anyway, Alan Jarvie says, hello, Alan, an average track by a once great artist. He should stay in retirement as he's nothing left to prove.
But he should have something left to give. And unfortunately, it doesn't look... And why has he had his head cut out and stuck on that video like it's been stuck on the front of a school book?
Well, I was just wondering if it was a three-year-old that edited the video.
Well, Well, there's something there, isn't it? It's like a bit of decoupage rather than a rock and roll video, isn't it?
I knew there'd be a...
See, there's a Ponzi word for it. I knew it.
Oh, decoupage?
Yes.
Like that... Was it Pete Townsend who did a similar thing years ago with Sledgehammer, I think it was?
And, No, that's Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, thank you. It's very late where I am.
Yeah, but the Peter Gabriel video was shot 30 years before there was decent sort of animation software. And I can value that being 30 plus years old. And it was
still
quite
now.
It's yeah, and it was groundbreaking. This one is like somebody's shot it in the kindergarten with a cheap laptop to edit it with some software that Microsoft give you for free.
Well,
with
my impartiality, the thing that I'm famous for, particularly where music is concerned, my complete impartiality, I would say that actually what it appeared to me immediately, because you have to take the fact that the video is black and white rather than colour, is that he was actually trying to recapture his youth when he was Major Tom and things like that.
I see.
And the videos then were done in such a way they looked fairly false and as if they'd been used by decoupage.
Lee, you're buzzing again.
I've had nothing. I've not even had a fag.
Your ruddy microphone. Let's move on to a couple of more comments. Paul says, have to agree, should have retired, and I'm a big Bowie fan, but this is utter tripe. Richard Evans says, I couldn't agree more. John Napper says, don't pull your punches, Eric. Tell us what you think. I will. Gus says, there's a word the Scots have got to describe Bowie's new single. Pish. I said that carefully. Very carefully.
That's knifing Bowie.
Is that knifing Bowie?
Do you get it? Bowie knife.
and young Ollie says, just listen to it. God, and I turned off Mike Oldfield for that. Says it all, really. Yeah.
Ollie?
Yeah.
You must not. We know Ollie, don't we?
We do.
Ollie, you must not listen to Mike Oldfield.
Why?
Well, because
Mike Oldfield's a legend.
He did that stupid album thing, didn't he? What had music in it?
The one called Tubular Bells.
That's the one, Tubular Bells. Yes. What a load of rubbish that was.
It was great.
It was brilliant.
It was rubbish. Vivian Stansel in the background telling you what the instruments are. Now we have a tuba. What a load of rubbish! A tuba's a flower!
That's educational.
This is the rantings of a man who thinks that Elvis is great.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, sorry, Rachel. Yeah, okay, I'll cut him some slack now. We've got time for one more story before the end of part one. The photography chain Jessop's have gone into administration as the first victim of 2013 in the UK.
Do they suffered from negative equity?
You could say they were just a flash in the pan.
Why didn't they see what was developing?
I think we should shut the door on this.
Oh, no, I knew that one was coming.
Jesus. Wonderful.
It's lucky this is not on film. It's only MP3. Michael Allen says, oh, no, how many more big names are going into administration? Well, we're actually going to cover that in part two because there's a lot of winners and losers in the digital world. But Robert actually raises quite a good point. At least you could go into their stores, walk out with a product in your hands rather than ordering on Amazon and waiting for days for delivery.
I suppose the difference is, Robert, you have to pay on Amazon, where Jessop's, you're one of the reasons he's gone bankrupt.
Apparently, there's 193 stores that could go with 2,000 jobs. But I have to say, I've never understood Jessop's.
I never understood. I've been shopping in Jessop's with you, actually, haven't I?
And I don't get it.
And I went shopping.
Yeah.
Well, we just went shopping together.
Yeah, and we didn't get... Well, we walked in and walked out again, basically, didn't we?
I thought you bought little things from there.
No, I bought them in... Maplin's in
the other
end.
One.
Yeah, Maplin, who had got the stuff for camera. I mean, we walked into a shop to buy accessories for cameras. Jessop's.
That sort of accessory I was new was in the wrong shop.
Yeah, Jessop's camera retailer. Have you got spare parts? No. You go into an electrical shop like Maplin and you buy the spare parts with no problem.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. Jessop's. Yeah, sad, really. Sad, all those jobs going. You must admit that's sad.
But the trouble is...
didn't catch on to what the marketplace was about now.
Well, no, and let's do a quick, because I have no idea. Camera-wise, Rachel, what have you got?
I don't own one. I just have my tablet.
So it's a phone?
Yeah, it's an iPad mini.
Oh, the pain, all the pain. Have you not got a phone? Have you not got a camera in your phone?
Yeah, I have one of those as well. My fiance has a whiz bang camera. It's a Casio.
And is it a digital one or film?
Casio?
It's a digital one.
Yeah. And Lee?
What?
What cameras have you got?
I don't know. I've got one of those that you hold up to your eye and flick a thing.
Yeah. You don't put film in it, do you?
There's no hole. No, I've tried. But there's no hole for it.
Oh, I know. By the way, did you manage to stick that vinyl LP back together you shoved in the CD player?
Yeah, you're treating that as a joke, aren't you? No, I tell you, Rachel, that was really upsetting. I've now got a vinyl ashtray because of that.
Was it an Elvis record? Is that why you're upset?
It was actually the Pretty Things, and they'd done a sort of CD-sized LP right back in the late 70s. And in a moment of madness, I picked it up and just assumed it was a CD, stuffed it in, and it melted. So I've now got to get a new CD player as well.
Why?
It's not funny. It ain't funny. You might think it's funny, but you stuffed something in that you didn't know you shouldn't.
I did. That's how I had a child.
Rachel!
I apologise. I apologise.
I apologise more.
Yeah. Right, anyway, boys and girls, we'll be back very shortly for part two of Postcard from Poprad with Rachel Down Under with her melons, Lee with his rain that he loves in the UK, and me with a car that started off red this morning when I took it out the garage and now is white covered in snow. Don't forget, if you'd like to interact with us as well, best place to do that is on Facebook via any of our pages or via the radio page. And also, just a quick reminder that you can now hear us on Spreaker across the US as well, which is really cool. And if you want to get the schedule of what's on the program every week, you go along to yet another one of our digital services on Scribd. And if you look on Scribd for Radio Tatras, you'll see all the topics that are coming up on the programme that allegedly we're trying to talk about. And you can play along at home, as it were. Don't forget, tea time, coffee time, milkshake time. It's the break.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world. The Station of the Stars.